another episode of Just Another Nick. I am your host, Just Another Nick. You've joined us here in Season 3, so if you haven't already, don't forget to go back and listen to the previous two seasons. As always, this is just a reminder that the views and opinions contained within these episodes are my own, and whilst I don't specifically set out to try and offend or upset anyone, feel free to skip the episode if you don't like what you're hearing. Now, I know it was only a couple of episodes ago that I was finishing off my weight loss journey saga across a number of episodes and indeed seasons. And aside from a brief filler, I'm actually going to skip quite a period of time between where that ended and where this particular health and fitness saga starts. So life between these two points involved me continuing on with my boot camps with the Rebuild You fitness crew, and continuing to maintain my eating habits with WW, or Weight Watchers, through my weekly meetings with them. My diet expanded out a bit to a little bit more fun with takeaway hot chips, big thick meaty burgers, and good old meat lovers pizzas, and even the occasional energy drinks thrown in for the mix. And better yet, good old fashioned fruit juice. You would not believe how much sugar is in a basic fruit juice. But it was all in conjunction with the bigger exercise output that I was doing during the week. It was, is, a little bit of a balancing act, but one that I think during this time, I have mostly under control. Skipping through time now until around April or May of this year, for those who are listening well into the future, this was in 2022, post-pandemic, effectively. I found myself in the position where my usual bootcamp, the Rebuild You Fitness guys, were actually moving to a slightly later time. And this time frame didn't really work for me with what my available time in the evenings was. So I needed to find something else. I had two choices. I could either find a new bootcamp or get a home gym. Well, this episode is basically going to be about how I chose option three. Both. To begin with, I got a bit lucky in that I'd already noticed a morning boot camp happening along the route of what used to be my morning walk. So I knew I had a local one to try. So I tracked down this group called Major Health and Fitness on Facebook and reached out to find out all the details, you know, the usual things, cost, session times, expectations as to what workouts were going to be done, and most importantly, how much I was going to get fucking yelled at. The other thing to consider is that we were also coming into winter, and these sessions are outside. So not only was it going to be freezing cold morning sessions with a high expectation of an icy cold winter wind, just to add some spice to the training? Well, I organised with the trainer to do a trial week just to get a little bit of a feel as to what it was like, find out if myself, her, the group are a bit of a compatible mix. And people, God, Jesus, this is such an important thing. When you join a new gym for assisted training or a boot camp or getting a personal trainer, you need to make sure that you're compatible. The last thing you want is for you to be uncomfortable whilst trying to work out, because you're going to lose focus. You're not going to be able to have the outcome that you're looking for, and more importantly, it won't be as good an outcome as you look for. Likewise, the last thing the trainer wants is to throw off the dynamic of their class. Or if it's a PT, make them feel uncomfortable, as that's going to affect how they train you. But back on topic, I did my trial week. It was fucking cold. And you know what? I felt like it could work for me. So I decided, when I finished up with the Rebuild You Fitness crew, I was going to give this major health and fitness a bit of a go. But do you remember when I said both options? Well, I'd already been looking at getting a home gym for close to a year by this stage. I'd been looking at what I needed to get in order to have a fairly comprehensive capability and selection of exercises to be able to perform. First choice was how much I was willing to pay for it. Well, there are a lot of options from fuck all to holy fuck, that's a lot. For me, I was looking at about the 2.5 to 3K range. That was really going to be the upper end of my budget. Next, though, is the big question, and it divides a lot of people in the fitness community. Free weights or cable machine? Well, after looking at a huge amount of reviews, doing a lot of research, a lot of investigation into how the machines work, how they operate, how to make sure they're kept in good order and stuff like that, I really did find that the likelihood and the tendency for cable machines to snap the cables over time is something that I wasn't really willing to do. And it's not something that happens with free weights. So for me, my choice became to actually go down the path of a free weight system. So weights and what they call a cage. Then it's the real big one, finding a supplier. Well, it's fair to say that I was absolutely spoiled for choice. I think in my first few sort of months of actually looking for a reputable supplier, I had narrowed down a field from quite literally 30 or 40 plus different suppliers of weights and lifting equipment to about 3 or 4. And from there, I looked at 2 very, very specific things. 1, the cost. Because it doesn't matter how awesome your gear is, if I can't afford it, well, there's no point in me looking at it. The second was the reviews. Now, this is a very, very important thing. You don't look at the reviews on the supplier's page because, hey, guess what? They're probably only going to put up the good reviews. Well, that's kind of an obvious thing to do for a supplier, really. So you look elsewhere. It very quickly led me to a small business, a small Australian-based company called Vulcan Fitness. 2 things very much stood out about Vulcan against all the others that I had looked at. The first was that their price was reasonable. Not the cheapest by a long way, but very, very reasonable. It was both within my budget and I could actually get a fairly significant setup within my budget. The second, and this was far more important, the feedback and reviews that I could find of them online was reflective of, even though a lot of their deliveries and purchases were being delayed, you got to remember, this is post-COVID and early COVID, were being delayed, but they actually seemed to give enough of a fuck about their customers that they were actually keeping their customers informed as to the delays in their purchases. I mean, who the fuck does that? Nearly no one these days. No company will actually go out to you and go, hey, look, you know that really expensive thing you bought a few weeks back? Yeah, it's not coming for another few weeks still. But they were. And it also very much seemed like that the reviews that people were actually giving of their gear and their equipment was great quality, hard wearing, and able to take significant punishment. So I went ahead and got myself a commercial power cage setup, an FID bench, barbell, some weights, and I took advantage of a huge 20% off sale, which allowed me to go up a level of what I actually originally was looking at buying and able to go to that next level within my budget. Even though I knew it was going to take potentially 2.5 months to actually get supplied to me, I was kept informed throughout that time. At this point, it was just a matter of waiting. Thanks for sticking with me and listening to this episode. If it's left you wanting more, you won't have too long to wait as there will be another episode dropping soon. Don't forget, you can give this podcast a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts or whatever app you're using for your podcast listening pleasure. Likewise, don't forget to like and share the Just Another Nick, the podcast page on Facebook. This will help to bring more listeners into the Just Another Nick community. And to all of my listeners, stay safe, stay happy, and remember to both give a shit and not be a dick. The world will thank you. All of the music heard during this episode can be found on the Free Music Archive. Use under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International for Damascus Chain by Midair Machine for both the intro and outro music, and under Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International for the track Incognito by Visid for the transitionals.